The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, let's see if we can get people riled up today. Or maybe we'll just have some fun. Who knows? It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow, with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-ESPN. And it's a Thursday, a little rain out there, so people are going to drive like idiots.
That's what they do.
Just relax. We'll get you home in one piece. Don't want any dead blitzers.
Yeah, well, we can't really be responsible for that.
Well, we can't be responsible for the other people.
No.
We'll at least keep you entertained while people are running into your car.
Right, but still watch out for idiots.
Yeah, yeah, because it will be idiot day. It always is when it rains. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. What's going on with you, man?
Not much. Just...
I see you're wearing your USA hockey hat.
I am ready for tonight's
game.
I am proud. I'm ready for tonight's game.
Who won that other match last night?
Canada. They beat the crap out of Sweden. So
it started out so good for Sweden,
right? It did. It did. The Swedes were looking good, but no.
They choked it up, huh?
Yeah, Canada slapped them around, so it's going to be a very interesting evening in the Falcon household.
That's too bad. Who's better?
I honestly think the U.S. has the better team this year, but it's in Montreal, and Canada's gotten better every game, so I have a bad feeling about it. Because the U.S. had the best team last year, and they choked the damn Russians in the semifinals. So at least they got by that.
That was it's often referred to as the miracle on ice in Russia. They
indeed,
call it.
Yeah. Yeah. Except with a Russian accent.
The miracle on ice.
Yes. And but no, I'm looking forward
to it. They actually call it the miracle in ice. I don't know why. The translation is weird.
Yeah.
Miracle in ice.
I did something last night, though, that is I always say don't do, but you've seen me do it when we're in Vegas. After the game was over, I played the late pick four Delta Downs and hit it, so I had some money.
Congrats.
And I was feeling pretty good. So I did something really stupid. At that point, I just wanted to bet on something. I just wanted to bet on anything.
Okay.
Which, you know, probably a little bit of alcohol involved. I'll just
it
mention
happens.
That.
Yeah.
And all that was left was two Greyhound races.
Oh, boy.
So I hit a new low.
How much were you drinking?
I wasn't that drunk. I was drunk enough, though, that it's like, what the hell? Let's...
Because that usually only happens when you're
really
plastered.
Drunk. Yeah. No, yeah. I wasn't plastered. I was just moderately drunk, but drunk enough to say, there's two races left. Let me see what I can do. Dumbest thing ever, I hit them both. And one of them was like a $400 try.
Good for you.
So don't ever do that at home. I never should do things like that.
Hey.
But I can't tell you. I was thinking about that. I know at Vegas a couple times when we were a little lit, I bet on some of the chariot races, but I can't remember the last time I actually bet on a dog race.
Yeah.
It was probably at Gulf Greyhound back when they still ran races down there.
Yeah.
So that I probably deserve a shame bell for that, Jong. You might want to do that because, frankly...
Shame.
Thank you.
But if you won, then it's good.
It is. It's stupid, though. The only way... Because I didn't have a program, so what I did was I looked at all their picks... And then took the longest shot out of the top three and keyed him into one of my keyed in the exact in the second race. I did it in the trifecta. Worked both times. It's a tactic, I guess.
Well, good for you. Maybe we're on to something. Maybe it's going to be a lucky day.
Yeah, I think it is going to be. I'm not going to write acing Greyhound racing, though, because that tactic probably won't work long term.
No.
Kind of guessing that's probably a long term loser. That's about it. That's all that's going on with me. Hey, we got some fighters coming in, huh?
Yeah, we do. Apparently, at 4:30, Dennis Bermudez and Alexa Grasso are going to come in. No one told me about this until now. It's like I don't know how I missed it.
I thought Christina emailed you.
I thought she was. She would have done that too. And normally, well, she
let
does.
Let me check my emails.
Maybe I mean, maybe I just didn't see it. I don't know. That seems unlikely. I'm pretty good with my email.
Yeah, and usually Christina's are pretty important when she sends them to us.
Because it's it's usually about, hey, this is what you need to do to make money.
Right.
Yeah, she only included me on the email.
Interesting how that works out. Yeah, that's all right. Luckily, I'm a broadcast professional. And
an MMA genius.
I will have interview questions prepared by the time 4:30 rolls around.
I will not, because I usually just stay the hell out of the MMA interviews.
That's all right. We'll make it work. We'll make it work.
All right. And if you need me to come up with something, I'm sure I can.
Well, I mean, if something pops into your head, please go for it.
All right. I'll do that. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Also, at some point today, I have the best priest story ever.
Okay.
In the history of priests.
Of all priests?
All priests.
What was that movie that won? Like, didn't that movie win an Academy Award?
Oh, Spotlight?
Yeah.
This is...
This is like an Academy Award-winning type story?
I think if somebody did this as a movie, it would win a lot of awards. That's how good this story is.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I mean, if
It's so good that I'm not even going to do it as Gem of the Day, because I think it deserves...
It deserves more time.
Yeah. I think you will appreciate it.
Okay.
We'll leave it at that.
Quick note, Randy Gregory suspended for a year for substance abuse.
It's one of those guys we'll probably never see again.
I guess not.
Speaking of guys we'll never see again, did you see that picture of Manziel from the other day when he was partying? My God, he looks awful. Hey, so we have to do this. We have not. We talked about it last year, but we have to set up a Deadpool.
Let's do that.
And, yeah, we'll have to come up with the rules, but we need to have a Deadpool. We used to do them all the time when we were at Cumulus. That's because I guess Trevor ran them back then.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it tomorrow.
Okay, done.
What do we want to do? Do we want to do just the three of us, or do we want to expand it?
What do you think, John? We're putting you in charge of this, by the way.
Oh, thanks. We can expand it if you want.
Okay, because I was saying, if it was just the three of us, we could do it tomorrow at that could be part of the live broadcast at Saloon Door,
which is going to be fun, by the way, in Webster. And already have heard from a bunch of my friends down there that they're going to be there.
But I have zero friends down there, so that's you might be shocked to know. I don't have very many friends to begin with. But we can either – wait, what? Maybe we can do it on Monday? We can have a time designated to do it on
Monday? I think
we
should invite all the shows to do it.
All the shows?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we'll win.
Okay. What are the rules that you guys like to play with? Is it – I'm guessing you guys use the 100 minus the age rule.
Right, which makes Manziel very appealing.
How many draft picks does each person get?
Five.
Okay. Now, is it an actual draft, or can you have repeats?
See, I prefer the repeats.
You prefer repeats?
Yeah.
See, I like it better when I'm hoping for someone to die, and if that person dies, everyone else in the pool is pissed off that they died.
Well, that's the cool thing about it. You can do it either way.
Okay.
But I want to do research, because to do it right, you have to actually research people who are sick. The year I finished second, of course, Matt Dean won because he wins everything like that.
Wins everything.
But I had researched celebrities who were far along with terminal diseases.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's natural, right? Yeah. With a guy like Manziel, you're just figuring he's going to wind up killing himself.
It could happen.
Yeah. That's not a disease thing. That's just like Charlie Sheen's always a popular pick.
Yeah.
Probably more so now.
Now, do people with diseases get less points because...
No.
Okay.
No, if you could find an 18-year-old superstar that's got something terminal, that's a lot of points. That's a high draft pick. This is the worst game ever. You know that.
I know.
I could see John being uncomfortable with this
there. Well, I didn't play the last couple times we did it.
Why not?
Because it's morbid.
But now you're okay with it?
I'm not okay with it. I don't know if I'm going to play.
Well, we need to find out if you're going to play.
We'll see.
Well, why don't we do it this way? We'll challenge all the other shows. And, of course, we get the first pick because it's our idea.
I think we should, because there's going to be money involved, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Then we should draw out of a hat.
Now, are we? Now,
yeah, probably so.
Are we playing as individuals or shows?
No, it's individuals.
Individuals. Okay. All right. Individuals. But I don't want those other shows winning.
Well, let's find out who from the other shows would want to participate. And then we'll set a time and a day, and we'll do a a proper draft.
I know Granato will do it. I know Raheel will do it. Salisbury will do it.
Yeah, but will they participate during our show?
Well, that's a question.
Salisbury can't.
Yeah. Well, he'll have to have somebody draft for him. Hmm. He's kind of important.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. I don't know about this.
I don't know if Joel will do it. I don't know.
I don't know if Joel will.
Barry will.
Barry would do it. I don't know that Joel would be the type to partake in a Deadpool.
Yeah, that seems like something he might not be interested in.
Like, he's not here anymore, but Steve Buhnen never would partake.
Oh, God, no. He would. Not only would he not partake, he would be really ticked off at us for doing it.
Barry Warner will not participate in the Deadpool, but he will be drafted.
Probably. A lot of people asking if I will be drafted. It's possible.
Now, what is what's the cutoff for celebrity? Like, who are we considering celebrity?
I would say minimum 10,000 Twitter followers.
Okay.
Is that fair?
I think that's fair.
I'm just looking for random ways to do this.
So you two are on the list.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know, like the bass player for some band.
No, it needs to be, if it's somebody, that the average person has to have heard of. So if somebody drafts someone and none of us have heard of the guy, that's an automatic strike. You get to draft somebody else.
Okay. But see, that's different because there's a lot of people you will have heard of that Raheel will never know.
True, but that's all right. He just got to do his research.
Like, let's say, for instance, I want John Deacon, the bass player from Queen.
Okay.
Is that celebrity enough?
Queen's big enough, absolutely. But if you're picking the bass player from, say, Killer Dwarfs, no.
No, it has to be like a legit band. Right,
right.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll work on the rules, but something like I think the most obscure person I had on my last one was Ronnie James Dio.
Yeah,
and that's not that obscure. I mean, that's a guy who was lead singer for Black Sabbath. That counts. So we'll just I'm guessing that Granato would pick a bunch of golfers. Now I might not know those golfers, but that's famous enough. Professional golfer.
Yeah,
if you've got a tour card, right? That's a good minimum.
Yeah.
All right, that's what we'll do. And right now I'm going to tell you about Harry's and the great razors you get, the great deals you get. And what I love about Harry's, I don't have to go to the store. They just show up right there in my mailbox. And anytime I need to order something, I just go online, boom, done. And it's easy. And then I get quality. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices. They've reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. And they have their razors in a locked place at the store that you got to go get unlocked if you want to buy razors. To hell with that. Jeff and Andy, they were fed up with getting ripped off. They started Harry's, and they built their own factory. So by taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, they can offer their blades at half the price of what those guys are charging you. That's just $2 a blade compared to $4 or more you'll pay if you have to go and open up that damn you got to get through the glass to get it. And the other thing that's really cool about Harry's, they've really upgraded their razors. I mean, they were great before. They're even better now. They didn't raise the price. And they're so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right, free. You just cover shipping when you sign up. That's it. Plus, a special offer for fans of the show. If you go to harrys.com right now and enter code FAUR, F-A-O-U-R, at checkout, you'll get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code FAUR.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock around. That's right. On top. Here
we go. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. If you want to get in, this is your segment to do it because we'll have guests at 4:30. And we'll take some calls if you want to get in. Can we praise our he's halfway part of the Blitz. We share him with the other show. Quentin Demps, AFC Defensive Player of the Month.
Awesome.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You've been on a pretty good run with those interceptions. So, for the AFC, it's like the first time since Whitney Mercilus in, I think, 2015 that somebody's won it.
Nice.
So, 713-780-ESPN. I saw this thing. I don't know if you saw this, but on ESPN.com, I almost never get anything from there. So, when I find something that's interesting, I usually like to go to it, which now I can't find, of course. But it had it basically had the breakdown of every playoff team and what their flaws were.
Okay.
And the Texans, we know what their flaw is, but when they were going through it, it basically, based on DVOA, which I'm not as big on as a lot of people, but I like that there's at least something where they're trying to put, you know, trying to put something together that's going to give you good details, right? Would you like to hear some of the things that they've got? Something on every team, of course. It's by Bill Barnwell.
Okay.
Would you like to hear what they have to say about your Texans?
I'd love to.
Who they give a 0.5% chance of winning the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Which might be the exact number we gave them. Well, 0.8% now. It moves, apparently. So here's what it says about them. It says, by most advanced metrics, the Texans are one of the worst playoff teams in recent history. They finished 29th in DVOA, falling between the Rams and the 49ers.
All right.
Their minus 49 point differential is the fourth worst figure for a playoff team since the league went to its current divisional structure in 2002. Now, here's an important note. The three teams that had a worse point differential, they each won a playoff game. But basically says the Texans are in there because they went 8-2 in games decided by 7 points or fewer and were 5-1 in the AFC South. Would have been 6-0 if that game had meant anything. Says they won just 2 games against teams with a winning record. One came against the Chiefs in Week 3, which I had forgotten, but J.J. Watt was in that game and probably played the only game all year where he looked like J.J. Watt. The other was a 7-point victory over the Lions, who they call the Texans of the NFC, because they finished 27th in DVOA.
Okay.
So the one thing it points out that they're really good at is third down defense, and they're really good at stopping the pass. But those are just some little numbers that Bill Barnwell threw out on your Texans.
Can we play the game on what everybody's weakness would be?
That's actually a different story. I have that story. This is just kind of a breakdown of every single team from a statistical perspective. But it just gives their weaknesses and then their strengths. And the third and fourth down defense is the Texans' strength.
Okay. I thought it was giving the biggest weakness for every
team. Now, I have that.
That's a game I wanted to play.
Okay, well, we can play that.
Does it have strength and weakness for every team?
Yes, it does.
Okay, let's play that game.
No, I have to go find it now, which means you have to talk for a second.
It's like a big thing. We can maybe do it later in the show.
Yeah.
Can't do it next segment because we've got Dennis Bermudez and Alexa Grasso coming in here. But both of them are fighting on the UFC Fight Night card on Super Bowl Saturday. I don't know if I'm even allowed to say that. The day before the
day
Super
before
Bowl.
The day before the big game.
The day before the football game that's being played.
The big game that they
will
call
decide
it?
A championship.
No, you can say Super Bowl. You can't say that when you're giving something
away. Yeah. Okay.
Well, unless they paid for it, right?
It's technically called UFC Fight Night Bermudez versus Korean Zombie.
Okay.
And Bermudez in that title would be Dennis Bermudez, who will come in today. Along with Alexa Grasso, who, I got to be honest, I've only seen her fight. I think I've only seen her fight one time, and it was her first UFC fight. Because until girls got into the UFC, I didn't really watch much girl fighting. And she fought on Invicta a lot, and I haven't seen a lot of her. But I do know she's looking to go 10-0, and she's fighting a girl named Felice Herrig, who's a girl I have seen fight several times. And I don't like very much. So I'm a fan of Alexa Grasso as of today.
Okay.
We'll see how it works out. Maybe she's a terrible interview. Maybe she's just not a very nice person. But as of now, I'm cheering for her to win.
Okay. Well, trying to go 10-0. Can't do any better than that.
And I'm actually going to tell Dennis Bermudez that the Korean Zombie is related to Jong. And see if it makes him want to...
kick my ass.
Yeah. See how it works.
Well, he did used to have Korean Jongbi as his Twitter handle.
That's right.
That's so. Right. And, John, what would you say you weigh right now?
I don't know, 135, 140.
Yeah, you're still probably too light. Yeah, Dennis fights at 145. I thought maybe we could have a fair match.
We could beef Jong up a little bit. I think you could handle that.
Yeah. Maybe you guys can arm wrestle or something.
Oh, no.
Just a grappling match. Just jiu-jitsu. No punching in here.
I have no experience in jiu-jitsu.
Okay. Well, you use your taekwondo.
That I took in like elementary school.
Yeah, but what belt were you?
Yellow.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's better than white.
It's better than white belt. And I bet Dennis Bermudez has never even taken taekwondo. So I bet you'd probably smash him if you guys matched up. We'll ask him about it.
I don't want to injure him.
We'll ask if he's interested. Yeah. We'll see.
All right, so I have the biggest weakness for every team.
Okay.
Would you like to get?
Would you
like to guess? All right.
I'd like to play that game.
Let's start with the Cowboys.
Pass rush.
Actually, what it has listed as their biggest possible flaw is how badly they struggle against teams with good cornerbacks. Basically, the only two teams they played with of the top 10 defenses ranked by opposing passer rating, they only played two: the Giants and the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
They lost both to the Giants, and they damn near lost to the Vikings.
Okay.
In those two games, Prescott completed 54 of 100 passes for 531 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions, for a rating of 67.5. Against the rest of the schedule, he was 115.3.
Okay.
So that's what they say is the possible flaw in the Cowboys game. Now, it won't matter if they play the Packers because the Packers are falling apart in the secondary right now. How about Atlanta?
Cornerback, probably.
They basically say the entire defense. It's been prone to giving up big plays.
I think their pass rush is okay.
Struggled with missed tackles because they're playing a lot of young players. And that was the biggest thing with them. And they did miss a lot of tackles, specifically in the secondary. So I'm going to give you a point for that. Seahawks.
Oddly, I mean, the instant thing I would say is offensive line.
And that's what they have.
But I'm telling you, since Earl Thomas got hurt, that secondary has not looked the same, and that's become an issue. But offensive line is always the go-to.
Yeah, and basically they go through their ratings, and only one guy in the entire offensive line has played decent this year.
That's not great.
Packers?
I already told you.
Yeah, the cornerbacks are all injured, so I'll give you a point for that anyway. Giants?
Running game.
Basically, the entire offense said only seven teams finished with more turnovers than the Giants, and all of those teams finished with losing records. And Eli Manning, and as much as he's capable of turning it on in the playoffs, 16 interceptions and 7 fumbles for 23 turnovers. So in their 5 losses, they had a combined 11 turnovers. So defensively, they're really good.
Yeah.
But if the offense doesn't turn the ball over, they're going to win a lot of games. The Lions, I don't think you'll guess, so I'll just tell you. Says their flaw is that they're not good at anything. Because we talked about the team efficiency rankings. They're number 27 ahead of only the 49ers, Texans, Rams, Browns.
I think that's hard to say. Matt Stafford's had a pretty good year.
Well, but see, here's what the problem was. Most of those, Matt Stafford had 8 fourth quarter comebacks, which is the most in the NFL. And so they won a lot of games. They were trailing in the fourth quarter in 15 of their 16 games. But the problem is, once he dislocated his finger, they weren't able to do that.
Okay.
So, basically, that's why they say that's a fatal flaw. Patriots.
I'll go pass rush again.
They say their only flaw is they may have to play the Giants again. Pretty much it.
All right.
Well, they're
not taking this game seriously, Fred.
Kind of. But, no, they...
They act like the Patriots are the perfect team. I mean, I've seen better Patriots teams than this.
Yeah, but the pass rush isn't why they're not going to win, which is kind of what the point of this is. Okay, Chiefs.
Passing offense.
Well, they say pass rush when Justin Houston went down.
Oh, that's
And here's some interesting numbers from the interesting numbers. Dee Ford, who led the team in sacks, hasn't had a sack since week 10. The last time they got a sack, second quarter against the Titans, when Dontari Poe got a sack. So Houston expected to be back, but if he's not 100%, that's a pretty big loss for them. Yeah. I'll, even though he wasn't a big sack guy, I think Derek Johnson being out of that defense hurt him too. Okay, Steelers. You got to be able to get this one.
I tend to lean at pass rush again.
Consistency on defense, and that's one of them. Especially, they gave up a lot of fourth quarter drives, including the one to the Ravens, and the Steelers had to come back and win that one. They gave up one to the Cowboys, which they didn't have time to come back. They missed a lot of tackles, especially, and they play really well at times, and at times they play like garbage. So, Texans, we don't even need we know that.
We know that answer.
And really,
it's pretty much the same answer now for the Raiders.
It is. It basically said they were built around Derek Carr, which is the truth.
I would have said stopping the run earlier, but yeah. Then that happened.
And finally, your favorite team, the Dolphins, which started 1-4, finished 10-6. And basically, what they say is they did not beat anybody. They said the Week 6 win over the Steelers is their only win against a playoff opponent or a team that had more than 7 wins.
Yeah.
And when you look at that a little closer, Steelers were – Roethlisberger was hobbled. He only had 5.6 yards per pass. Now, I'll give Miami credit for slowing him down a little. But and then as good as Jay Ajayi has been, he's had 3 games where he's run for 200 yards. But he's also had 8 where he's been held to 60 or less. So, basically it says their return to the postseason was built on a soft schedule and wins over cupcakes like Cleveland, Buffalo, and the NFC West lesser teams.
I don't like Buffalo being in the same breath as Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't know that I agree with that, but
doesn't seem there fair. You go. But they were under 500, so.
Right.
All right, let's go to my man Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free, who's on with us late in the week, a late week appearance for Aubrey Theodi. The holiday schedule must have thrown him off. What's going on, Aubrey?
Hey, guys. It's always a pleasure. And late, early in the week, beginning of the week, Saturday, it doesn't matter when you dial 281 Dirt Free. You're going to get a company that's basically created every single advantage we have in the marketplace. I mean, we invented our own water. It's not H2O anymore. It's an altered water that works like a chemical. We created our own machines that cost us, you know, nearly $100,000 each. We created our own water wand. Our wand has a special gliding system on it. It vortexes the water back. It has a temperature readout so we can read the carpet surface temperature when we're cleaning. We do things no one else can do on the earth. No soap, chemical residues of tap water. How can I prove my boast? I mean, that's just too much mouth and not enough action. Dial 281 Dirt Free. Let us come out to your home, tile, grout, leather drapes, upholstery, air ducts, wool rugs. Let us start in like the spot that's driving you crazy, the area that you just hate. Aubrey, do this area first. If you don't love us at that point, we won't bill you. So it's the best guarantee I can think of. It's not a refund. It's non-payment. 281-DIRT-FREE, 347-8373 is what that dials out to. 281-347-8373. How about a free room of carpet cleaning, $100 free speed dry guys with anything they buy? So if they did a leather sofa, we do a room of carpet and a free speed dry. If they did an air duct return, we do a room of carpet and a free speed dry. So we give you 2 freebies with any purchase, the first 10 callers only. 281 Dirt Free Carpet.com on your smart device or from your, of course, your computer.
All right, 281 Dirt Free. Appreciate you, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Thanks, guys. We get the Mac into this trick named Sadie. She used to be my homeboy's lady. 80 degrees. When I tell that trick, please raise a...
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I feel a little intimidated because I'm the only person here who can't beat the crap out of somebody now.
Fred, you are a what belt in Taekwondo?
Brown belt, but
you're a brown belt 25 years ago. That never leaves you.
Yeah, I think it
never leaves you.
I think it does when you get old.
You're a ninja to the end. We are joined in studio by a couple of the fighters on the UFC card, which is happening here in Houston, Super Bowl weekend. It's on the Saturday before the Super Bowl. They always like to have a card that weekend. And we've got the headliner in here. First of all, Dennis the Menace Bermudez is in here, and Alexa Grasso, undefeated Alexa Grasso is here as well. So thank you guys for coming in. So how many interviews have you done? You were saying before this is your second to last
one.
Yeah,
we're just – they're lining them up and I'm knocking them down. That's what I do.
Okay, about 20, 30?
Yeah, no bigs.
Okay, good for you. Good for you. You enjoying it?
Yes, I'm really excited for fighting here in Houston.
Is this – because you've not – I was telling Fred before – I've seen this dude fight 20 times. I've only seen you fight one time, and I follow MMA pretty closely, but I didn't really watch female fighting until it got to the UFC. And so you only had one fight in the UFC, correct?
Yes, this is going to be my second fight.
Is it? I mean, what's the difference in fighting for Invicta or one of the smaller organizations versus fighting for the UFC, and as far as like media obligations and things like that? How different is it for you?
I think Invicta was perfect for us because we learned a lot. Now the difference is more cameras, more pictures, more media, but I think I'm ready for those things.
What do you think of your opponent, Felice?
I think she's going to be very aggressive with me. She's a veteran. She has more fights than me, and this is a great fight for me. This is going to make me a better athlete.
I hope you beat her. I don't like that girl. I don't like that girl. I feel like I don't know. I hope in my mind, I like to think of girl athletes like what they get. They don't like the other girl that they're going to fight. I hope you feel that way. I hope you don't like her.
I don't mind. You know, I just want to fight.
Good. You just want to punch her in the face. That's all.
That's all.
That's all. Dennis, you are one of the few men, I believe, who holds a victory over Max Holloway, who's he's about to have a big fight.
True that.
And that's a nice feather in your cap. I'm assuming that's the goal, obviously, that you're working back towards is getting back to that that title contention area. How close do you think you're getting at this point?
I think we knock off the Korean Zombie right here, and I think we're right there. I mean, like you said, I beat Max Holloway. Hawaiians also have a lot of pride,
mm-hmm.
so I'm sure he would like to
That's
try.
That's probably on his list of fights he'd like to go through again, yeah.
So I think if I was on the plate in front of him, he wouldn't say no.
Yeah.
Which I like.
Now, your last fight was in summertime.
Yeah, it was in August in Utah, Salt Lake City.
Okay. This a normal layoff for you?
Well, the thing is at the current level that I think I'm at, it's fights that make sense. You know what I mean?
They're hard to come by.
It's not saying that I'm on the sideline saying, no, I don't want to fight him. No, it's after the UFC going back and forth with my manager and them kind of like, well, you know, the guys that make sense for Dennis to fight right now are already have a dancing partner or, you know, so it's been a little bit of a waiting game.
I guess the reason I ask is because the Korean Zombie is coming off like a 2.5 year layoff, which, I mean, that just seems like a ridiculous amount of time to go without fighting. Maybe it's longer than that. It may have been, I guess, 2017 now. Yeah. So it's going on 3 years either way. When that name comes out of the blue, I mean, are you like, are you serious? That guy's fighting? What's your reaction?
I know he left for military duty.
Uh-huh.
However, I thought he might have actually, like, retired off of that.
Right.
But he's
that's kind of the assumption I made as well.
Yeah, he's one of the names that I actually wanted to fight prior to him leaving.
Okay, you know, so this is a fight that you've asked for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. How's the how's it changed as far as the matchmaking now that, you know, some guys are moving on, some new guys are coming in? Has it affected you at all? Are you dealing with new people?
I met Mick Maynard, but mm-hmm. he is not one of the matchmakers for me.
Okay, for your weight class?
I would still have Sean as my matchmaker. So me and Sean have a great relationship. No, I think everything's been the same.
Okay, no big changes.
Yeah.
When you headline a fight, how many cards have you headlined?
This is the first.
This is your very first one? You've had a lot of fights. That's
believe it or not.
Man, a lot of success in a lot of fights for this to be your first one. Is doing stuff like this a pain in the ass to you, like going around doing interviews? Is that a beating, or is it kind of cool to take that stuff in?
When they ask me to do it, it's like, ugh. But then I get in here, you know, I'm shooting it with you, and I'm like, you know what? I'm having a good time.
Right.
This is good.
Like, Ronda Rousey doesn't have to go to press conferences anymore.
Like that. When are you going to get to that level where you can?
Yeah,
just
that's
say,
another
like,
level, right?
Yeah. Oh, you just lost the biggest fight of your career. Yeah. You don't have to come to the press conference. Yeah. No big deal.
No, you don't like it. Okay.
No. Don't worry. You don't need to talk to the media beforehand. No big deal. But you're okay with it, doing this kind of stuff?
I think there's a correlation between followers on social media and stuff like that, and how the UFC uses you.
Or do you have a big following?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
You seem like a pretty funny dude.
I think I'm funny. I like to think I'm a good looking guy.
Thanks, yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're not my type, but you're a decent looking dude.
Too short, huh?
Yeah, I'm into taller, but that's okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm working on it.
Okay.
And that's why I'm in here with you.
I think
so you can get me more people to like me.
I think the key. How's your social media following?
I think it's great. You know, my career is short, but I think I have.
You have more followers than this guy?
I don't know how many.
I actually did a little research.
Uh-huh.
She has 18,000 followers with one fight in the UFC. I didn't have 18,000 followers until like a year ago.
Damn. What about Instagram? Are you on Instagram?
Yes.
You're killing it on Instagram, huh?
I
feel like
she's easy on the eyes.
Pretty girls, Instagram, yeah. That's their world.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's the reason
you're not a pretty girl.
I've got like 11,000, 12,000 followers on Twitter. It's Twitter's easy for me. Instagram, I've got like 12 people following me. Like it's almost kind of lets you know like people don't want to see your face. You're just kind of ugly.
And it's becoming really judgmental because sometimes I'm getting a little like, I'm like, I think I got some ironclad material here, and then I'm second guessing it before I post. I don't know. Sometimes I withdraw.
Well, I would say maybe a key for you, if you really want to make a splash,
okay,
post some nudes.
No,
I was thinking
no,
that.
No, you don't need
or a sex tape, something
no,
like that. That's where you get the real build up going.
Tell you what,
those Kardashians have so many followers, tons,
they do.
Millions. That could be you. And
then you
think they're gonna be like, hey, will you headline the Super Bowl Saturday?
Or hear me out.
You'll headline every card.
I need a power couple. Like, what's Jennifer Lopez doing these days?
That's good.
Or a Kardashian. Any one of them.
Yeah.
I feel like Kardashian. I'd much rather talk to Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, I'm with you, but we're trying. This is for social media. This isn't for.
How about another fighter?
I think we latch onto
a big star fighter.
Yeah. I mean, but here's that we're only going to have one population of people.
Chris Cyborg. What do you think?
Negative.
No, not going to work out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll just drop it.
Negative.
Okay.
I don't know.
The matchup for you?
She's a nice person.
I sparred with her.
Yeah.
And this was probably 4 or 5 years ago, and
she hit you.
Oh, she hit me! And now think about this: I've fought everywhere from 185 to heavyweight. I'm not a small person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was actually like in shape in a fight camp, and I was probably weighing about 200 pounds. And we got in the ring to spar, and I didn't know how. This is the first time I've ever grappled with women before.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'd never punched one in the face, like, you know, with any kind of intent. And I would say about 30 seconds into the round, I was on my ass. And I told myself, I must have slipped. I slipped.
Wow.
So I got back up. And then the second time.
She gave you a stanky leg?
She knocked me down again.
Wow.
And I put my arm down to get up and it kind of jelloed. Like, that's definitely not a slip. She knocked me down 3 times. In a 5-minute round with big gloves on.
Did you win your fight coming up?
I did win that fight.
Did you second guess it?
A little bit. But then, you know, like I was at the gym that I was at. I mean, it was a bunch of guys. There's a bunch of guys that are in the UFC now from that gym. And they told me like, they're all Brazilians, but they're like, this is no big deal. This happens to everyone. She fights everyone this way. She hits everyone like men. So yeah, but it was very.
Your Brazilian accent is Russian, but I like it.
I try.
Hang on.
It's because I get Russian early.
Yeah, Everybody makes fun of mine too. Everybody makes fun of mine too.
Damn it! This has happened. That's the main thing that gets said at my gym. This has happened.
Yeah,
this has happened.
Black belt. No big. No big deal.
The matchup for you with Korean Zombie. I mean, obviously that guy's known for being a really
exciting type fight. He puts on exciting fights. Yeah. I assume this being your first headlining chance, you're looking to go out there and put on a show as well. Is that kind of one of the cool things about the opportunity?
Yeah. I you want to be honest with you?
Okay, yeah,
I
like
don't
that.
Try to put on exciting fights. I just try to win. It just, really? Just so happens that they turn out to look pretty cool.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right. People are like, dude, you're crazy. Like, you're out there, bro. I'm like, I was just trying to live.
That really? You don't ever think about, like, style points?
No, I don't.
Man, my head coach is in the UFC now.
Yeah.
And he's 2-0 in the UFC. And he's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. He's a great grappler. When he fights, he pretends like he doesn't know how to grapple. And all he does is go out there and just throw bombs. And he's like, it just looks way cooler and it feels way cooler to knock somebody out than it does to submit them. And I feel like that.
I think I agree with that.
But know? I'm like you. When I fight, I'm scared. I just want it to be over as fast as possible. And so if it's punching, if it's choking, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm looking to get paid for the least amount of time possible.
That's
so if
smart.
I can get like the same pay in 10 seconds as I do in
that's the
25
way to do it.
Minutes, then you
that's
know,
the way to do it. Yeah. That's the way to do it. All right, guys, I'll let you go. I know you guys have an interview down the hall, but we appreciate you guys coming in. I'm excited for the fights. February 4th at Toyota Center. Tickets at toyotacenter.com. Available tomorrow. And I thought don't we have a presale today with our code? With code ESPN, you can get presale tickets today at toyotacenter.com.
And we have one pair to give away today.
We have a pair to give away?
Yep. Win them before you can buy them.
Don't give them away. I'll take them.
Why don't we do that right now? Why don't we just have caller number 20?
All right.
You're going to get to see these guys. How cool is that?
All right. Dennis, good luck to you.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing that fight. Alexa, looking forward to yours as well. Congratulations. I know you guys are putting a lot of work to get here, so I'm excited to
Thank
see you
so
guys
much.
Do it here
see
in
you
our
there
town.
February 4th.
All right. There you go. That's Dennis Bermudez and Alexa Grasso.
And we're much cooler than those guys down the hall. Just
yeah, those next guys you're going to deal with, they suck.
All right.
Sorry. Yeah. No, and nobody listens to them anyway. It's no big deal.
All right, we got to tell you about Bedrock City Comics. If you're just looking for a cool place to be a nerd, I love going there. Five locations around Houston, Westheimer, Clear Lake, 1960, Washington Avenue, Sugar Land. And if you go there now, there's a limited edition poster of us, AJ, myself, and Jong, as our alter egos. And all proceeds from that are going to go to the 100 Club. And if you mention ESPN, you're going to get an additional 10% off items throughout the store. And that's only at Bedrock City Comics. If you haven't been by one of these stores, man, it is an ADD dream. Go check them out. They've got back issues, new comics, novelties, graphic novels. If you're a Game of Thrones nerd like me, they got you covered. Posters, everything. Go by one of the stores or check them out online at bedrockcity.com. Run by some really cool people. The owner, Richard's terrific, and Tiffany, who does her marketing. A lot of you guys met her at Nick's Place for the party. Go on by. Check them out. Get that 10% off. Don't forget to mention the ESPN. Everybody forgets to do that. That's Bedrock City Comic Company, bedrockcity.com.
There I go. Two clicks going for the Bronx. Whoever thought she would have found love in a stereo. Two headphones in a phone.
ESPN. 97.5.
Hey guys, you got a car? You driving around right now? Probably in traffic, probably in the rain. Well, you probably got a car payment. Well, guess what? We can help you with that. What if we could drop your $700 payment down to, say, $600? And you got $100 a month that's going into your pocket and not in the pocket of your car dealer. They make most of their profit off your loan by marking up your rate higher than what you deserve. Sometimes $2,000 or $3,000 in interest that you're paying on a loan that's pure dealer profit. That's your money. And you know how you can get it? Think about this. Just go to slashmypayments.com because it's free, and they are going to help you get your payments lowered if you qualify.
Guys, I use slashmypayments.com today, and I went from a 4.39 to like a 2.7, something like
nice.
That. And I had a pretty good rate to begin with, but if you don't, they can help you out, and it's going to save me nearly $1,000 over the course of the loan, and it didn't cost me a dime. It took 5 minutes out of my day and saved me almost $1,000 over the course of the next 4 or 5 years. So it's worth it to go to do this. Slashmypayments.com. You can fill out the application online. It's really easy. It's a simple process. You just type in some information, and you're on your way to saving money. You want to put in our promo code at the top of the application so they know that we helped you get that lower payment. That's promo code BLITZ at the top, slashmypayments.com. With approved credit, other exclusions and or restrictions may apply. That's slashmypayments.com.
And we're back. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. Happening Thursday, February 2nd at Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities. We'll have all you can eat and drink. That always reads weird to me. Refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com. Starting at only $125, get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. A couple things from the text line real quick here, because we have a short segment. One guy says, loves hearing you interview MMA fighters, which I agree. I think AJ does a great job with those. My name's Anthony, and today's my 22nd birthday. Can I get a shout-out? Do you really deserve a shout-out for a 22nd birthday? Like 21st, yes. Some kind of milestone? Well, you got it anyway, so congratulations. And here's one for Jong. Hey, Jong. All caps. My daughter's turning 13 and wants to go to a really good Japanese restaurant. Can you suggest a few, please?
She's turning what?
13. She wants to go to a Japanese restaurant. I could not tell you one, so it's all on you.
Well, it kind of depends on your price range. And if you want to go to somewhere expensive, I always like Uchi or MF. Those are more, Uchi is more of a fusion restaurant, Japanese restaurant. There's Uptown Sushi here. If you want, you can just, and it depends on what area you're living in. So if you live inside the loop or around the loop, then those are the places I kind of recommend.
All right. Nathan asked, do you really use the things you promote? Didn't you just say you use SlashPay payments?
Literally,
you
just
said
did
that, right?
Today.
Yeah. And I'm actually going to do it too on my car, as soon as I'm done with this house thing. I got to get that out of the way first. But once that's done, they're going to fix me up too. So,
and if you're down south, there's a nice little place called Tokyo Bowl, which is really good.
Okay.
And yeah, I use my bookie, because I talked about that with the Greyhounds earlier. And I do shave, so I use Harry's razors. I drink Whitmire's, yeah. All this stuff.
And we're going to be at Saloon Door Brewing tomorrow.
And guess what I do when I'm there? I drink their beer.
That's right.
And love going to Saloon Door. We're going to be down there tomorrow. So for all my friends down south, please come by and check it out. If you show up for the show tomorrow and then come out and watch the Texans game at Saloon Door on Saturday, guess what? You're going to get your first beer free during the game. That's pretty cool. So you're just pulling a back-to-back. I think that's a great deal for you guys. They've got two projector screens on the wall that are always playing the game, so you're going to get to see the Texans. And there's always great stuff going on down there. And what I love about Saloon Door, besides the beer, besides the atmosphere, it's all the people there, man. They do such a great job. And they care about what they're doing, and they care about you guys. And they have all kinds of cool stuff. Wednesday nights they have trivia. Tonight they're having their brews and bites from 4 until 9, so you could drop by right now and get food pairings and beers. And that's catering by Missy Meals, so that's terrific. And it's easy to find. 105 Magellan Circle, Suite A in Webster. It's less than a half mile behind Cinemark and Cheddar's off I-45 South. So for you blitzers on the south side, this should be your place. And if you make your way down there, man, go in and check them out. And you tell them I sent you a checkout, you spend more than $35, you're going to get $9.75 off your tab. How about that? That's a pretty cool deal. Saloon Door Brewing in Webster. You can check them out. Check out all the great flavors. I like the stouts that they have, but they have just a wide range. So almost anything that you like, they're going to have. Check them out at saloondoorbrewing.com, and we'll see you there tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.